3-3, 40 seconds to go. Perry steals the puck. Gets it to Leo Carlson. To the right of the goaltender. Move in. Shot. Score! Jacob Trouba with the game-winning goal. And his teammates storm off the bench. How about that ending? The Ducks win the game in extra time. 4-3 final.
Those are the types of hands in tight you see from a 50-goal scorer. My, oh, my. Jacob Trouba. He has the cape on right now. Superman flying down the far side. He beats the Vegas Golden Knights. Players tracking back. He doesn't go far side, which is the near side. Cut it in. No, he opts to fool everyone and slide it right between the wickets of Akira Schmid. I'm still in awe, Steve.
Well, what do you say? A nice win here by the Anaheim Ducks on the road at T-Mobile Arena. So we'll take just quick timeout, and then we'll have more of our post-game coverage live here from Las Vegas, all in just a moment on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Happy Honda Days are here. The best time to save on a certified pre-owned Honda at your local Honda dealer. See big savings on all certified pre-owned Honda cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Plus, your Honda backs with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new by factory-trained technicians with genuine Honda parts. To save on a certified pre-owned Honda, search your local Honda dealer today.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Or firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Years ago, a promise was made to connect families and friends near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. That's why USPS is building a better network to meet your needs, with timely deliveries, easy and affordable ways to ship, and everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer. Our purpose is delivering your peace of mind, knowing your love will arrive, bringing joy to all. The United States Postal Service. Learn more at usps.com/holidays.
Ducks fans, make your next game one to remember with a private suite. Food, drinks, and more for you up to 40 friends are available to book today. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rental suites.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening. listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks have extended their win streak to 6 games in a row, and they did it in sparkling fashion on the Vegas Strip tonight, taking down the Vegas Golden Knights in overtime. The final score, 4-3, an exciting overtime winner from Jacob Trouba. So much to talk about in this game here tonight. Welcome into our post-game show. We're going to be joined by Emerson Edom now, who is at T-Mobile. Emmer, what a finish to this game. And if you had said, hey, Jacob Trouba is the overtime winner, might not have guessed that, but what a game he had here to get again tonight.
I tell you what, AD, and I just turned to Steve not too long ago, and I mentioned it. It's almost like the Anaheim Ducks want this to happen. They're up by 2, and they're like, come on, just tie it up, and let's make this thing spicy, and then you know what? We're going to hurt your feelings in overtime. I mean, and I said it on the call, Jacob Trouba looking like a 50-goal scorer. He gets an assist earlier in the game. He gets shots through all game long. He's a bright spot there on the back end, along with Olin Zellweger. How about the impact those two had? But he just wide speed. How about the speed? Shot out of a cannon. All of it was great. I tell you what, guys, multiple guys continue to step up at any which moment, and it's fantastic.
The Ducks remain undefeated in the month of November. 6 wins in a row, 10-3-1 now with their record. And this game here tonight, Emerson, let's get into the highlights starting in that first period. It was Vegas that got on the board first. Brett Howden, the goal scorer. But the Ducks did answer back later on. It was Frank Vatrano getting his second of the season.
Trouba at the point, shot it wide. Johnston went after it, couldn't make a play. Zellweger does, shoots it, and it's deflected in front of the net. And it's Frank Vatrano, who should get credit for the goal, to tie up the game 1-1 with 4:11 to play in the opening period.
Frank Vatrano, the goal scorer.
Big night for Olin Zellweger, 2 points for him as well, and so good to see Frank get on the board again, Emmer.
He's going to the gritty areas, right? You get rewarded when you get those hacks and cross-checks to the back, as he had a Vegas Golden Knights player right behind him, pressuring him all over him. He just opens up the face of that forehand of the blade, and just a beautiful deflection. He was on the far side. That deflection puts that puck in the near side right over the pad. It was a beauty.
1-1 game after the first period. The Ducks outshooting Vegas by just one shot. We moved into the second, and that's when we saw Anaheim really put on a lot of pressure. Peter Mrazek was the goaltender for the matchup here tonight. He came away with a win and a lot of big saves throughout this game, including this one on Riley Smith in that second frame.
He's going to win the race here to get to it. Well, the Ducks did, but they couldn't get it all the way out. And then a shot, Mrazek's going to cross right to left to get a piece of it and hang on.
An unbelievable save by Peter Mrazek on Riley Smith. Riley Smith opens up halfway here on the near side dot lane area, unleashes a heavy one-time clap bomb, and I tell you what, Peter Mrazek getting across, east-west save in a hurry. That was highlight reel stuff.
Good job, Peter.
It seemed like on that play, Emmer, Peter was already anticipating that, and he was able to move almost before the pass happened.
Yeah, look, there were similar saves on Jack Eichel, not just once, but quite a few times. And as you just mentioned, that anticipation. And you could just chalk that up as high IQ from a goaltender's standpoint, right? Awareness, visual sight lines, knowing through your peripheral vision what is backdoor on the weak side and anticipate. So great point, AD.
Big saves from him all throughout this game, and a big part of why the Ducks were able to stay in this one, including in that overtime frame. A lot of action that the Ducks faced in their own end. But someone that had a big night was Leo Carlson, and he really put the team on his back in that second period, giving the Ducks their lead here 2-1.
Leo Carlson helps out, gets the puck back in front, shot, score! far. A backhand shot up high. After a nice pass, and boy, was that a special move for number 91. And the Anaheim Ducks have taken a 2-1 lead.
I mean, Emerson, this play by Leo Carlson, not to mention his effort in the zone, that whole shift, it was incredible.
Yeah, it really was. And it's a play that, in my opinion, not utilized enough, the crossbody backhand, right? When your feet are facing the goaltender or north, and then you put that stick opposite side of your body and unleash that the backhand shot. It's something that forehand to your backhand, they don't know what you're doing, right? They're anticipating a move. Maybe they're preparing for you to go forehand, backhand. And then a lot of times they bite in that scenario, and you can go back forehand and just slide it home. So there's so many things going through a goaltender's mind, because at the end of the day, the goaltender's just thinking, he's going to catch this and shoot, right? At this point, why isn't he catching and shooting it? And when he pulls it back to the backhand, it freezes the goalie, because once again, he's thinking, okay, he goes to the backhand here. He could be very much thinking he's going to go back to his forehand. Instead, he just unleashes that quick backhand, and that Case Schmidt had no chance. That was a beautiful goal.
Some great deception from Leo Carlson, and we would see another goal from Leo in that second period, too, giving the Ducks a 2-goal lead late in it.
Now a shot towards the net. That's fired by Zellweger, and it missed the goaltender. Leo Carlson gets it again. Shoots, scores! Off a Vegas player. How about this guy? Number 91 at it again. Big smile. And the Anaheim Ducks have a 2-goal lead. It's a 3-1 advantage.
Leo Carlson, an 8-game point streak now. Pretty impressive stuff, Emmer.
He is a superstar now. There's no question. There's no up-and-coming super. No, he is a superstar at the game's highest level, and we are so blessed that he is a part of this good guys hockey club. And I mean, he's just stick handling through a phone booth right there. AD, just in tight. He's got that puck on a string, and he just unleashes a quick shot that beats Schmid. And once again, Schmid was not expecting Leo Carlson to fire that puck. Everything's so quick. It's just the quick 1-2 stick handles, and then fires it. So you just don't know when that puck is coming off Leo's stick, a lot like how goaltenders feel when they watch the release of Cutter Gauthier.
I said 8-game, but I meant 9-game for Leo Carlson. That's how many games he's been able to get a point in a row.
It's all a blur. It's all a blur at this point. When you're so hot like this, it goes right over your head. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable stuff in that second frame. Ducks up 2 goals, 3-1 after 2 periods of play. The third period, though, all Vegas. They put up 21 shots, were able to get 2 goals, one of them on the power play. The other one tied it up late. We got overtime, and it took quite a ways into overtime. Some big saves from Mrazek, and then we finally saw the winner from Jacob Trouba.
Terry steals the puck, gets it to Leo Carlson. To the right of the goaltender, move in, shot, score! Jacob Trouba with the game-winning goal, and his teammates storm off the bench. How about that ending? The Ducks win the game in extra time, 4-3 final.
Jacob Trouba, 10 points on his season now. Emmer, it was loud in there for that overtime winner.
Yeah, it really was. And you know what? It was loud with a big gasp from the Vegas Golden Knights fan. There was a lot of orange in the crowd here tonight, AD. So T-Bowl Mobile Arena, look, this was, I would say, a 10th to 20%-ish orange in Ducks jerseys. Mm. I tell you what, Orange Country, they infiltrated T-Mobile Arena. Obviously, it's a quick drive, 3.5-4 hours-ish on a good day. And look, this is a rivalry that's going to continue to brew, right? Because Anaheim Ducks, they're officially here. They've arrived. The Vegas Golden Knights have been here over the last stretch since their inception. So I can't wait for this rivalry to blossom throughout the course of not only this season, but years to come.
Emerson, remember when we said, hey, the Ducks are going to stay atop the Pacific Division in our final quack last week? And, hey, that's still happening. They're still at the top, 21 points.
Remain humble. Okay, remain humble. It's just it's a six-game heater. Come on, remain humble. That's my final quack. I know it's hit or miss, AD, whether I get the final quack here in this first segment on the road. That is my final quack. Just within this heater.
And this is the Ducks' first back-to-back of the season. Not an easy one. Winnipeg tomorrow. Emerson, safe travels back. We have a lot to catch up on the pregame tomorrow, and hopefully continue it. All this momentum we've been seeing.
Yeah, the good guys are just absolutely on fire. You got to love it. I can't wait for this team to hopefully extend this streak even further tomorrow.
It's not a gamble. We're in Vegas, but it wasn't a gamble tonight. The Ducks able to get a win in overtime. We're going to step aside now. Make sure to join our conversation here on the post-game show. Text us at 714-439-8422. Keep talking about this Ducks win tonight, extending their win streak.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary, no substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the products for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limits apply. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
Welcome back into our post-game show. The Ducks extending their win streak to 6 games in a row now, and they are just rolling. A 4-3 win in overtime in Vegas tonight, taking down the Golden Knights to start a back-to-back. They had the 2-game trip this week, Dallas and Vegas, taking care of business in both places before they come back to Honda Center tomorrow night. A 7 o'clock Sunday game against Winnipeg. Now, as we take a look at the standings, 14 games in for the Ducks. They're the first team in the Western Conference to get to 10 wins on the season, and they're sitting behind the Colorado Avalanche, who are sitting atop the standings right now. But hey, the Ducks are on top of the Pacific, and they have been for a little bit of time now. They are staying there, as we like to say. So big night from this team, and a big night in particular from Olin Zellweger, Jacob Trouba, Leo Carlson, those three in particular, multi-point nights. Zellweger, 2 points, plus two, 5 shots on goal. Quite a bit of ice time as well for him. Over 23 and a half minutes of ice time. So that's a lot for him in this game. But certainly a big part of this game with his assist in this one. Jacob Trouba, the overtime hero, a plus three tonight, 2 points, a goal and an assist. Of course, that goal in overtime. And he had 3 shots on goal. So, I mean, if you look back at Jacob Trouba's numbers the last couple seasons, he hasn't had a double-digit season for points since the 23-24 year in New York. And now this year, already up to 10 points in just 14 games, whereas he only had 8 in 53 games last year. And we know that the offensive side of his game isn't something that he emphasizes, but it's been fun to see and something that's helped the Ducks this year. So love to see that. Got to keep it up. And then Leo Carlson. I mean, what more can we say about Leo in this game tonight? My goodness, 3-point night for him. 2 goals, that assist on that overtime winner. He was a plus two. 5 shots on goal over almost 22 minutes of ice time tonight. So just, I mean, his creativity, his skill set, I mean, everything. It's just amazing watching him. It's so fun to watch him. And when he is excelling, this Ducks team is also going to excel because they need him. And with the game that he's had here tonight, he's matched Paul Kariya for the longest point streak by a Ducks player at age 21 or younger. And Paul Kariya did it 2 times in the 95-96 season. So, hey, I mean, that's a pretty big name to be compared with as far as young players, point streaks, all of that. So exciting things from him. You know, as far as the rest of this game goes, it's easy to overlook the things when you have the win, but that third period, the Ducks are really back on their heels. Vegas just controlling it. Obviously, they had the 2 goals, the power play goal, a part of that. We emphasize the importance of discipline going into this one. The Ducks, unfortunately, taking 3 penalties, giving up 1 power play goal to Vegas. So still an area can be worked on. Also, on the flip side of that, the missed call on Kreider late in that third period, I get the situation of the game, but don't love that for the Ducks' sake. So it slashed right out of his hands. But hey, you know what? We're not going to say too much else because the Ducks able to show their resiliency, show, you know, they have it within that group right now. And it's really hard to take down a momentum when you're rolling like this. So let's get over to the text line because we have quite a few messages rolling in right now. From Hunter in Yorba Linda, this game was insane. Mrazek was incredible stopping pucks. I don't know what Quinville said to the guys in the locker room, but Anaheim was fired up. Let's keep this winning streak rolling. Go Ducks. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that actually in the Dallas game on Thursday. What was said after that first period that turned the Ducks around? Kind of similar in some ways in this game, except I felt like the Ducks really settled in and had a solid ending to their first period. It was really just the beginning that Vegas started. Again, the starts, they got to get better for this Ducks team. That's something that Coach Q has talked about. So hopefully look to see that change tomorrow. You can't have a slow start against Winnipeg. So I know it's a back-to-back, but got to get your legs going early against that team. So with this game here tonight, it felt like the Ducks could have had a better start, but they were able to follow through in the rest of that first period and then followed up in the second period with a big, big period and a big game from Peter Mrazek. His 400th NHL start, gets the win tonight. He's 3-0 this season for the Ducks. Not only that, but he ended up making 36 saves on 39 shots against him tonight. My goodness, some really, really good saves from Mrazek. If I were giving out stars for this game, he would get one of them for sure. And with Mrazek as well, I talked about it in the pregame show, but his success against this Vegas team previously, he was 6-3 in 10 career games played, while he improves to 7-3 in 11 career games played against Vegas. So like to see that. And, you know, with the back-to-back, you would imagine that Dostal comes in the net tomorrow. So give fist bumps to his goalie partner in the net. So let's get another text in before we send it to break here. Jake from Vista, what a gutsy 4-3 win for Anaheim tonight. They showed real resilience when it mattered. I'm really proud of our team right now. I can't wait to see them tomorrow at Honda Center. Yeah, I mean, Honda Center is going to be on fire tomorrow night. With how hot this team has been, coming in, playing against a Winnipeg team, it's a big game. I mean, we've been saying that about all these games, but you look at least the standings in the Central. It's Colorado, Dallas, Winnipeg, teams that you're seeing within a week of each other. I mean, you see Dallas on Thursday. You're going to go to Colorado on Tuesday. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but it's tough opponents the Ducks are facing on this stretch of hockey. And they're proving that, hey, this is for real. This team is for real. Things have changed. Again, we've been pointing to the coaching staff a lot, but I really feel like they deserve a lot of credit here with how they have changed this Ducks team too. And I keep thinking back to what Alex Killorn said this morning that we heard in the pregame show about how they have freedom in their game and how that's given them confidence to play. And it just really sticks out to me, because that freedom we're seeing from Leo Carlson, his creativity on the ice. I mean, we're seeing it even in a guy like Olin Zellweger. He's never been afraid to shoot the puck, but he's going for those opportunities too. He's being a little more hungry at points, and they're still all being responsible defensively. Still some things that can be worked on, and they'll tell you that. But I love that word for this team, that sense of freedom that they have, and it's translated on the ice. So great stuff there. We're going to keep talking about this win tonight, but we're going to step aside for a quick break. And when we come back, look at some final numbers, more text on the text line, and also look ahead to tomorrow night's game at Honda Center.
The year-end clearance sale is going on now at your local Honda dealer. Honda cars, SUVs, and trucks are on clearance during Happy Honda Days. Get 2025 Accords, Pilots, and Ridgelines on clearance with big savings on the full Honda line. Gas, hybrids, and EVs. All new Hondas are in stock. Honda, KBB.com's best value and performance brand. This is the time to get a new Honda with clearance savings. Search your local Honda dealer today.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with CentOS. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the CentOS Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit CentOS.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile, with a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back into our post-game show. Talking about this Ducks win here tonight, let's get back over to the text line. Tony said, Emmer and AD, all right, we have a few things here in his text. Number one, 6 in a row hasn't happened in a while. Give Trouba the Bombay jacket. Yeah, wait, I'm curious to see who it is. I'll have to keep up with this as the postgame goes along, see if we can fit that in and let you guys know. Number two, I'm glad we didn't sign Mitch Marner. He's a hothead, and besides, I'd rather have Gauthier. Okay. Number three, you need 2 top-flight goaltenders to win consistently in this league. No doubt it takes 2 guys to sweep a back-to-back. If Mrazek can come in once every 10 days and hold down the fort, I think we'll be in good shape in net. Dostal is fresh for tomorrow night against Winnipeg, and I like our chances. I like our chances, too. Winnipeg not on a back-to-back. They do have today as a rest day, so obviously, that bodes well for them. But, you know, this Ducks team, they've shown everything that, I mean, we've seen a lot out of them. And this is the first back-to-back this season. They have 10 of them. So plenty of action, but not as many as some other NHL teams we've learned. So that's always good because back-to-backs are tough. A couple things from this. Yes, you do have to have 2 goaltenders. And the Ducks have they've had 2 goaltenders these last couple years. With John Gibson and Lukáš Dostál. So now they get a guy like Peter Mrazek. He's 3-0. I know the first 2 games didn't go anything like what we saw here tonight, but his performance was so pivotal in this Ducks win. And yeah, you're right. Dostal's going to be fresh for tomorrow night. It's a big part of it. In terms of Mitch Marner, kind of interesting. You know, this was the first time we got to see him against the Ducks this season in a Vegas jersey. This is the only time the Ducks were going to be playing in Vegas this year. The next 2 games are going to be at Honda Center. The next one coming up actually in 2 weeks from today. That's going to be a fun one inside the building. So Mitch Marner in this game, kind of looking, he did get an assist in this one, had 24 plus minutes of ice time, 2 shots, 50% in the faceoff. So not that noticeable. Now, I will say that assist that he had, it was a turnover from Jackson Lacombe, Marner hitting the puck down. So, you know, the turnovers did hurt the Ducks at points in this game, and that's something that they can always work on. A neutral zone, that turnover, I think of Ross Johnson, no-look pass, turns the puck over. You can't turn the puck over against Vegas in the neutral zone. They're very good team in transition. The Ducks are as well. So just little things like that, working on those turnovers. But yeah, I mean, Marner, Gauthier, 2 different players, but I see what you're coming from, the angle you're coming from, Tony. And unfortunately for Cutter Gauthier, he wasn't able to extend his point streak or get a goal tonight, but it's 1 game. We'll see how he bounces back tomorrow. So all good things there. And another text that we have here, let me pull that back up. Red from Buena Park. Jackpot for the Ducks tonight. The game was a tale of 2 halves. Really like the Ducks' attack mentality and winning battles for loose pucks in the first 2 periods. Leo also shined. Mrazek was tremendous and kept the Ducks in it throughout the third and overtime, with the Ducks receiving the game a lot. Credit to Vegas as they pushed and their top players came alive towards the end, but the Ducks' zone exits have got to get better. Thought it was a real tough game for Jackson Lacombe. Fun fact, 5th straight game, the Ducks have scored 4-plus goals. Yeah, my goodness. 18 goals scored coming into this game here tonight. They add 4 more, 22 goals. The Ducks. So that's not a problem this season. The goal scoring has been addressed, it seems. But yeah, you know, in terms of some of the points in Red's message here, just talking about receiving, especially in the third period in the overtime, a couple scary moments in that third period. I was holding my breath watching it. But yeah, Mrazek, just I think you really got to hand it to him in some of those moments. Ducks kind of getting lucky bounces here and there. Also, the power play situation where Lacombe was trying to get around Mrazek, and my goodness, Thank goodness that the puck hit off Mrazek's. It didn't hit off Mrazek's skate too much. It's just, there's been a couple weird empty, I don't want to call it empty net, but the net was empty. And thankfully, you know, the Ducks were able to save those pucks. So the hockey gods are watching the Ducks right now, and they're being rewarded at moments throughout these games. So for their hard work, it's been fun. Six games in a row now, 10-3-1. And like I said, they've got another tough opponent coming into the house tomorrow in the Winnipeg Jets. So last couple of few stats from this game, Ducks 29 shots on goal. Vegas ended up having 39. The only reason they had 39 was because of that third period when they had 21 shots on goal and they did have those power play chances. Only put up 5 shots. I believe it would have been 4 in that third period for their shots on goal. So 4 of the 21 came on the power play. But overall, traded chances in that overtime frame a little bit too. That turnover by Mason McTavish, I was holding my breath. But again, Mrazek came up big. So all in all, the Ducks able to pull through in this game and finish it off. They're figuring out how to win these tough games. And it's going to be exciting to see what happens tomorrow night inside Honda Center. And you can join us for that broadcast tomorrow night. It's a 7 o'clock game. So we'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30, not 4:30, 6:30 tomorrow night. I'm used to these 5 o'clock Sunday games. This is an odd one, but it gives them a couple extra hours to reset during the day after this late night. So 6:30 pregame show tomorrow, Ducks and Jets. Going to be a good one, just like these last, I mean, this whole month of November has been tough hockey, and it's not going to get any easier when you look at the schedule. So if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, you can on the other side of the break. Listen to Steve's call of Jacob Trouba's overtime winning goal as well. And otherwise, the final score in Vegas, 4-3. Win streak and are coming home happy as they take on their next opponent tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Duckstream post-game show, and we will see you tomorrow night at Honda Center.